God is good. I want to speak a little bit about salvation. Hallelujah. Salvation. People felt it was when Christ came in the body that the process of salvation started. The process of salvation actually started when God by himself sacrificed the animal to cover man's nakedness. That was when the process of redemption started. The process of salvation began when man left the garden. God first and foremost covered his nakedness so that the enemies would not see the end of the man. The enemies will not have perfect dominion over the man. Blood was speaking. That was when the process of salvation began. Hallelujah. What salvation does for you is to deliver you first from the anger of God. Because when God is not happy with you, when God is not on your side, then your haters, the enemies of your soul, will come all out against you. So this was the reason why God Almighty began the process of salvation as a process. After sacrificing the animal to cover man's nakedness, he continued again with Abraham, with Abel, with Jacob, with the Levitical priests, with Moses. He told them what they will be doing, because long before man was created, God created darkness. God himself created darkness and the entities that constituted darkness. And these entities have always been trying to exercise dominion as well. But God has said in his word that dominion is mine. Did you know what he told the entity that constituted the kingdom of darkness before man was created? Did you have access to that information? With what is going on around the world today, you should be able to read in between the lines the kind of information that he gave them when they were created. I'm talking about before Lucifer left heaven. Before Lucifer left heaven, God created darkness and the entities that constituted darkness. Do you know whether he told them to exercise dominion as well? Do you know? Why is it that the kingdom of darkness have so much gods? Have you ever asked yourself? God said in his word, evil and good, I made them both. He said it. You see, the moment you begin to walk against the dictates of the Spirit of God, he is going to leave you in the power and dominion of the entities that constitute the kingdom of darkness. They will have you, and you would not even know that they already had you. When the entities that constitute the kingdom of darkness are in possession of a person, it's going to seem as though everything is even working for you as well. But you are not even aware that they already had you. It will seem as if what people define as success today, you have everything that constitutes the definition for the general definition for success. But you will not even know that they already have you. In fact, you will call upon the name of the Lord. In fact, you will call fire from heaven. Like the book of Revelations clearly stated, fire will come down. You exercise so much authority and control, but you have no peace. Everything around you may look as though you have peace, but you yourself, personally, you know that you don't have peace. God continued the process of salvation until he came by himself in the consciousness of Christ. Christ grew in the body into the big shoe size which he was meant to wear. As at the time of Christ's birth, he didn't fit the size of the shoe he was meant to wear to carry out that assignment. Are we together? He grew into the assignment, and he was God. You that confess Christ as your Lord and Savior, you confess salvation 20 years ago. Have you grown into the size of the shoe of salvation? I ask you, have you grown to come into the full realization of what constitutes salvation? I mean, the shoe size. Have you grown to become a God over your situation? Remember, Moses grew and God declared him a God over the enemy of Israel. Have you grown to that point whereby the Lord has made you to be able to, he has declared you a God? It is not just what you affirm. With time, the Lord himself will minister it to you that you are now a God over this thing. Salvation. When the process of salvation is complete, you would have been free from every form of manipulation. You would have been free from the lies that have been told about you, about your reality as a child. You know, the things they told you about where you come from and everything, the stories they told you about your origin, you would grow into knowing who you really are. And your root. Your root is not only limited to the country of your origin and the DNA which you carry physically. There is a supernatural DNA that all of us carry. Until you come to discover where you come from, you will not realize the kind of potential that you have. Apostle Paul declared, "Let no man trouble me, because I bear in my body the mark of Christ." Anybody that troubles me will be troubled. He's troubling himself, because you cannot have peace. I tell you the truth. So seek salvation to avoid drama. Hallelujah. When you are saved, the Spirit of God Himself is going to cause you to realize yourself and what would work for you. I mean, the Spirit of the Living God. Then, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you would declare, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me." There is a lot of work to do here on earth, because you are actually saved to save others. If you have realized yourself, you also need to take your time to help others as well to realize themselves. Beyond survival, what you want to eat, having children, getting married, having a career, working, planning for retirement, and beyond. The words that are spoken actually are spirit and life. Therefore, a lot of words have been spoken. I don't know if you understand that. From long time past, a lot of words have been said that are actually working for or against us. A lot of words have been said. A lot of ideas have been projected. Now my question is, what has been said about you? The moment you encounter salvation, what has been said about you will no longer hold water, will no longer have roots in your DNA. Listen, the words I'm speaking about now may either be a curse or a blessing, but I'm saying words have been said. Now, when a word that has been said is working against you, it can be said to be a curse. You don't necessarily need to be declared so and so will happen. But any word that was said that is working against you at the moment is not a blessing. But a lot of words have been said. Some people, in the process of trying to form their doctrines, traditions, they said a lot of things about themselves, and those things they said became established and was followed because it was said under authority. It was said under oath.
Now, the reason why we should embrace salvation wholeheartedly in Africa, Nigeria, is simply because most of the traditional religion, they had a lot of things that were against us. Beyond the manipulation that was, you know, embedded quietly, beyond the manipulations that were hidden under religion, there were still a lot of more benefits that religion Christianity has brought. Because, for example, if it's time to make a sacrifice, they may tell you, don't go out so and so time. Anybody that goes out will be killed. For example, when a king dies, there must be another person that must be put to death as he's being buried. So Christianity is not a scam. It's one of the biggest blessings that has come to the continent. Christ himself declared that you shall know the truth, and truth shall make you free. Knowing the truth does not mean that what you have been hearing are all lies. The language truth there is actually talking about you coming to discover what you need to know, not necessarily against any lie that has been told. Am I communicating? If you are ignorant, you have not yet discovered the truth. To understand, to discover the truth is to be duly informed of the things that you are meant to know. So if you said the sinner's prayer when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you needed to take your time. Are we together? To ask the Holy Spirit for guidance and not rush the Holy Spirit. A lot of Christians have been rushing the Holy Spirit because of what they saw in books that were written about the description of the job handle of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they put the Holy Spirit to work. Even when they do not know that the Holy Spirit is going to work with you based on a level of understanding. But a lot of people put the Holy Spirit on his toes, which means the spirit that was described, they had an idea and formed an entity in their own mind and caused that thing to be telling them what to do. Whereas the Holy Spirit was not even ready to start sharing anything with them. So they created a Holy Spirit for themselves. And whatsoever they call Holy Spirit was man's spirit at work. Their own spirit. See, the journey of salvation is a long journey. It's a very long journey. I'm grateful that the Spirit of God has brought me through this path. Moses took another 40 years to understand his own purpose. He spent 40 years learning his father of them, his religion. He grew up to know what Pharaoh was doing. That was what he knew. And it took him another 40 years to unlearn and to relearn who God is, for him to be able to hear God speak to him directly. Somebody with me? As a matter of fact, there are so many entities that exist in the realms of the spirit who have kingdoms established, and they discharge authority to those who are operating on their level. As a matter of fact, these kingdoms, that exist in the realm of the spirit, they are all effective. Are we together? They are all effective because God, in his infinite wisdom, he appreciates diversity. He's not an enemy to all of them. He made them. He said, evil and good, I made them both. He made them in diverse of ways. Do you know what he made them for? To bring glory to his name. Just like an example of the man that was born blind. He made that man to be born blind for him to bring glory to his name. But we all knew that the wages of sin is death. Sin brings sickness. Then God was asked, who sinned? Have you ever asked God, why did you make the kingdom of darkness? He made the kingdom of darkness and some of these other entities in order for him to entertain himself. If you attend a church where they perform deliverance all the time, you are actually going to a place where God wants to entertain himself. Deliverance, casting out devils, is God's way of entertaining himself. Because at the end of the day, if a demon is cast out and your mentality has not changed, nothing has changed. Salvation will make you realize a lot of things. The package of salvation is bigger than what you think. It's bigger than you being liberated from your family curses, generational pattern. Hallelujah. Remember the encounter Christ had with Lucifer. He didn't have it when he was casting him out from somebody. It was a direct encounter. Not a spirit being cast out. That's another dimension. Hallelujah. The real devil you may come to meet in the presence of salvation may not be in a place whereby you are casting out devil or casting out a spirit. It's a direct confrontation. It will come through your thoughts. The devil knew that Christ had the power at his disposal and authority. Then it came to him. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone to become bread. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear is a weapon that has been used to subject people's authority. Fear factor. Anybody that uses fear to condition you is not a good person. I fight anybody to finish who tries to put me under fear. Because fear is one of the weapons in the arsenal of the devil to subject and subdue people, to make them live in guilt. Hallelujah. I want this opportunity to announce to you that every battle that you are fighting, you will see the end of it. I'm declaring with you, one will chase 1,000, while two will chase 10,000. The battles you are fighting, you are not alone. I'm here to join you by the help of the Spirit of God. And I declare that you will see the end of your battle. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message
as delivered by us in Jesus' name.